Chapter 18. And he spoke also a parable to them,
to the purport
that they should always pray and not faint, saying, There was a judge in a city, not fearing God and not respecting man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, Avenge me of mine adverse party. And he would not for a time. But afterwards he said within himself, If even I fear not God and respect not man, at any rate, because this widow annoys me, I will avenge her, that she may not by perpetually coming completely harass me. And the Lord said, Hear what the unjust judge says. And shall not God at all avenge his elect, who cry to him day and night, and he bears long as to them? I say unto you that he will avenge them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, shall he indeed find faith in the earth? Verse 9. And he spoke also to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous, and made nothing of all the rest of men. This parable. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a tax gatherer. The Pharisee, standing, prayed thus to himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, rapacious, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax gatherer. I fast twice in the week, I tithe everything I gain. And the tax gatherer, standing afar off, would not lift up even his eyes to heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, O God, have compassion on me, the sinner. I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than that other. For every one who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And they brought to him also infants, that he might touch them. But the disciples, when they saw it, rebuked them. But Jesus, calling them to him, said, Suffer little children to come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say to you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, shall in no wise enter therein. Verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, having done what shall I inherit eternal life? But Jesus said to him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, God. Thou knowest the commandments, Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honour thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these things have I kept from my youth. And when Jesus had heard this, he said to him, One thing is lacking to thee yet. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in the heavens. And come, follow me. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. But when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, How difficultly shall those who have riches enter into the kingdom of God? For it is easier for a camel to enter through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, And who can be saved? But he said, The things that are impossible with men are possible with God. And Peter said, Behold, we have left all things and have followed thee. And he said to them, Verily I say to you, there is no one who has left home, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake, who shall not receive manifold more at this time, and in the coming age life eternal. Verse 31. And he took the 12 to him, and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written of the Son of Man by the prophets shall be accomplished. For he shall be delivered up to the nations, and shall be mocked, and insulted, and spit upon. And when they have scourged him, they will kill him. And on the third day he will rise again. And they understood nothing of these things. And this word was hidden from them, and they did not know what was said. Verse 35. And it came to pass, when he came into the neighbourhood of Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside, begging. And when he heard the crowd passing, he inquired what this might be. And they told him that Jesus the Nazarene was passing by. And he called out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were going before rebuked him that he might be silent. But he cried out so much the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be led to him. And when he drew nigh, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do to thee? And he said, Lord, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, See, thy faith has healed thee. And immediately he saw and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.